It's pretty late with Patty Vasquez. Are we lighting them up here, Craig? You going to sit there with the lighter? What? Oh, my God. Is this Bryan Adams?
This is old.
I looked up a list of the top 10 songs.
Thank you for making me feel so young, Craig, that I know this song.
These are the top 10 songs that surge on YouTube on Valentine's Day.
Really?
That's one of them, yep.
Bryan Adams gets played a lot. She's a woman? Is that what it is? What's it called?
Have you ever really ever loved a woman?
Really, really ever truly. Whatever. Goodbye, Brian. Matt Bubala in for Patty on 720 WGN. Thank you, Craig. Do better with the next one. Joe Bertolini is in studio. We'll get this started before the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll talk more with Joe after the news. So if you're not scared off by your smart TV, then maybe you're ready to go out to a bar this weekend and find love. Joe bartends up at Fat Cat, which is in Uptown, 4840 North Broadway. First, I want to talk about, though, Joe, this is a pretty cool thing. You guys, and because a lot of places are doing this now, so The Walking Dead comes back this Sunday night, and you guys do a viewing party.
Yes, we do. We do it every week.
Is that the only show you guys do that for? Is that odd for bars to say, come in and watch this TV show? You know, sporting events are one thing because you're all drinking and sort of watching. You don't have to hear it. A show like The Walking Dead, you get kind of invested in, and you really want to watch and hear and see what's going on.
Sure, yeah. We do Walking Dead. We did Mad Men as well for a while that was on. And what's great about it is we have this little back room in the area. It's where our pool table usually is, which is upsetting for me because I get off work and I want to play pool and everyone's watching Walking Dead. So they shut the curtains and like they dim the lights a little bit, really like pump up the ambiance, for lack of a better term, I guess. And they have the sound on only back there, with the closed captions on for the screens. So it's really like it's like a little watching community back there, basically. And a lot of people come back week after week, and they just hang out and talk about the show over the commercial breaks.
Are they dressing up for the show? Because Walking Dead has this very, you know, Mad Men too. You could have dressed in period pieces and drank, you know, martinis and things like that, I guess. But for Walking Dead, are people showing up as zombies and things like that?
Not as much as you'd imagine. Every now and again, you get a couple of, like, zombie dressers a little bit.
Right,
But it's really not that much. It's more people, like, coming to watch the show, like, fans of the show, and they want to hang out and do that. Mad Men, much more often, you'd get people being, like, ordering highballs with their Don Draper suits on, you know? But no, for The Walking Dead, it's just kind of people chilling, hanging out, and watching the show for the most part.
It's interesting because I could see watching the show with some buddies, or you get some people, oh, this is fun to watch it with, because then we talk about it. So these people that are coming to the Fat Cat to watch The Walking Dead must love the idea of a community. And then during breaks, are they just talking it up like crazy and trying to figure out what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to bother them because they're in their own little thing. I'm getting them drinks for the most part. But yeah, I think, I mean, most people, like people that come there together, everybody's chatting up. They're talking about, you know, what they've seen and what they think is going to come up next, you know? And it's cool because some of these people have been coming back season after season, and like they all watch together, and this is their spot that they do. We've been doing it since The Walking Dead started.
That's
so for 6 years now.
Is it 6 years now?
This is its sixth season, I guess. It's midway through the sixth season.
Yeah, they break it in half. That's interesting. And do you guys do some sort of drink special, like something with an eyeball in it or something crazy like that? Some theme drink?
We try to abstain from like putting eyeballs in our drinks for the most part.
Not real eyeballs. That'd be hard to keep up with, because once people order six eyeballs, where are you getting the rest of the eyeballs from? You could kill like three guys, but after that, people are going to notice.
Then they start asking questions.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we did more for Mad Men. That's funny. People always ask that. They're like, what zombie drinks are on your specials list? And I'm like,
be some like, you know, that frozen ice that fogs up, something like that. Come on.
Yeah. This would be a cool idea.
Yes.
I hope that everyone
I think you should pitch that tomorrow.
Listening. Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure that now you're going to have to go back there and tell them, hey, they had some good ideas. We got to get eyeballs and that ice thing.
We got to get eyeballs in the ice thing. So says Matt from the WGN station.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
Nice. Put that on the t-shirt and sell that.
Got to get eyeballs in the ice thing.
All right. So they do not have a specific drink. Are there specials? Are there some sort of like
we always
appetizers?
Got specials.
There's always specials.
Always specials. Yeah.
Whether you're watching the show or just in the bar, there's a special.
Yeah. You know, I think they did more food specials at the beginning, and they're much more geared toward it for like big like season finales and stuff like that.
Okay.
But like on a day-to-day basis, honestly, it's just more about hanging out and watching the show than anything else.
So hang out with a community that really likes the show, and you can do that this weekend, Sunday night, at the Fat Cat in Uptown, 4840 North Broadway. Now, it's a weird combination here because it's a Valentine's episode of The Walking Dead. I don't think they're going to do love on the show, but it's the Valentine's Day episode. So when we come back after the news, we'll talk to Joe about what special events that might bring to the Fat Cat, as well as we got a bartender in studio, and it's Valentine's weekend. So let's talk about love and bars, and what's the best way to pick up people, and what's a way you should certainly avoid when you're out and about this weekend. We'll do that after the news on 720 WGN. If people didn't hate Valentine's Day already, Craig, you are making them hate it so much more.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh my God.
This is classic Lion King, Elton John.
This is one of the all-time best Valentine's songs. Is that what somebody said?
No, this is one of the 18 songs that surge on YouTube during Valentine's Day. I have more.
It's a good thing we have drinks in our hands.
Yeah. Can't wait to bump the show the rest of the night.
Me either. Hey, Rob. Rob just ran away from his mic. Rob, you need to come downstairs because Joe Bertoloni from the Fat Cat just made us barrel-aged white Negroni. And Rob, you have to come drink mine because we're not going to have a 1 o'clock hour if I keep going at that. That's good, Joe, but that's strong.
It's not weak, I'll give you that.
It is not weak. Yeah. It is not weak. So is that what we can expect if we're at the Fat Cat, that you're not going to be getting upset that the bartender can't bend his elbow when he's pouring the drinks?
It's rare that I have an upset person, I would say.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, at least my breath is fresh for the rest of the night. Holy cow. I think I could light something on fire right now, though, if I just had some, you know, an ignitant to go with the breath right now. That's after three sips, for goodness sakes. So you can get a barrel-aged white Negroni. Is that like one of the special drinks?
Yeah, we have actually three barrel-aged drinks right now. We have a barrel-aged white Negroni, which is what you're having right now. Mm-hmm. We barrel-age them for 6 weeks. And then we also have a barrel-aged regular Negroni. Which is great. That's the first thing we ever barrel-aged. When we were first starting to do it, I was like, oh, we'll do some whiskey drinks or something, like a regular. And we're like, no, let's do some gin drinks. And yeah. I was very skeptical at first. It came out like really smoky, just so much smoother, a little bit sweeter, but in my opinion, like very drinkable. We also since have barrel-aged a batch of Manhattans. So we also have a bourbon barrel-aged drink.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You mentioned off the air that you guys have a great beer guy, and the taps are always really good. How many different beers do you have on tap?
We have 16 taps, and there's so most of them are rotating. We have two or three taps that pretty much stay the same. We generally have Daisy Cutter on tap. We generally have a Belgian White on tap, and then we also have a House Pilsner pretty much. But for the most part, everything else. We also have a beer from Three Floyds always on tap, but that one rotates as well.
Munster, Indiana, where I grew up.
Yes, sir.
All right, Texter from 312 says, no offense to you guys, Matt and Craig, but Joe the bartender's voice makes you guys sound like 12-year-old boys whose voices haven't changed yet. He should do movie trailer voiceover. So this Texter would like you to say something along the lines of, in a world where you gather at the Fat Cat to watch The Walking Dead.
In a world where you gather at the Fat Cat to watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, no, that's actually pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. He could be Patty's official voiceover guy, because, Craig, you do that intro at the beginning, but Joe could do it probably better than you do.
Well, we're not going to let him do that now, man. We're not going to get ahead of ourselves.
Craig wants to keep his job. Okay, I understand. That's fine. But he could, you know, that's pretty good. You're a script writer, and you're, you know, that's what you're pursuing.
That is the
so
dream.
So you can make your own demos for, you know, your own trailers for the films.
In a world where I write movies, and hopefully people buy them.
Where people buy my scripts. You send that as a trailer to the producers that catches their eye.
Yeah.
On a DVD.
You got to do something to catch their eye.
You do have to do something. You do have to do something. All right. Speaking of catching people's eyes.
Yes.
So it's Valentine's weekend. You work at a bar. You're going to see all sorts of guys and ladies in there this weekend who are looking for love, right?
Yeah.
And people tend to end up in bars. It's just what we do because it's a social place. And you tend to be a little more relaxed because you're probably having a cocktail. Let's face it. One of the toughest things I've always thought about being in bars and trying to talk to people is starting that conversation.
Yes.
Guys tend to sit in groups and stare at people all night long and hope that somehow, some miraculous way, we'll be talking to each other instead of walking over. Or there's guys who, at the drop of the hat, will go talk to anybody and everybody in the bar, and they seem kind of sleazy or oily, whatever. So, as a bartender who witnesses the human condition all the time at the Fat Cat, give us a little advice. If you're out and about at a bar this weekend, you're looking to meet somebody to say hi or just try to strike something up, What have you seen that works, and what would you tell people they really need to avoid?
Sure. Okay. Well, you know, it sounds like regular, but just be relaxed. Like the most thing, like the most often, like what happens the most that I sense that's very bad is when people are on edge and they're going up to girls and talking to them, you know?
So very nervous, very agitated, yes, excited.
Yes.
And nervous, you give off sort of a serial killer mentality.
Right. It's never ideal to seem like a serial killer when you're attempting to mate with someone.
Good notes. These so are good
probably
notes.
Also good to never say the word mating when you're first meeting somebody.
Yeah, steer clear of that, yeah. Probably.
You're very, very pretty. I'd like to mate with you someday. That's not generally.
It's just, like, that's a little too forward.
Yeah.
Try not to be that forward.
Maybe.
And then also the opposite is very much true, where you can't be overly aggressive. I had a customer recently. He was an Irish gentleman, and he was very braggadocious. He had a lot
nice
going on.
Usage of braggadocious. Wow.
He had a lot of things to say to a lot of the girls that were sitting at the bar. And it's when you're a man and you're talking to a woman at a bar and you notice that she's not making eye contact with you,
that should be a sign.
I would say just steer clear and like make a move elsewhere. That's a good thing. Try not to say racist things as a rule.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
You don't open with that?
No. It's generally not good to like immediately be
these
racist.
Really good tips. I feel like we needed him in for this. No racist.
Common sense with Joe the bartender. When first approaching a female, don't say something racist. That's at least the third date.
One other thing. This is a big thing.
Do you? Well, I got to go back to the racism because I never expected that to pop up so early in the evening. Are you there at the bar a lot and you notice a guy going up to a girl and like starting with something about those damn Mexicans or something like that? Is that what happens?
It's not overt racism. It's more just like casual racism where like, okay, so we had a gentleman today. I was sitting at the bar with my girlfriend who's in the studio today.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude who was a very nice dude, but he...
Outside of the racism part.
Yeah, he's a good guy. His ideas
on equality... He's a good dude, a little
equality,
bit racist, but otherwise...
Yeah, they're a little skewed. He was basically just saying how he felt like it's kind of the toughest on the white people these days because...
That never really flies very well.
Yeah, no, it's a bad idea to talk about stuff like that because he's like, yeah, well, like... Reverse racism is basically just what he was citing, which is like, in my opinion, a silly concept.
Well, you know what? It's here's what I would say about that. It's probably a thing. You don't get to bitch about it.
Oh, no.
200, 300 years of us just, you know, owning people and just not letting them vote and not going to the schools, not drinking the fountain, everything. We got a long way to go before we went to go, wait a minute. That's racist on you.
And even more so, this is not the conversation you have the first time you're trying to hit on someone. That's not when you bring up these concepts.
Yeah, I wonder how he jumped from, boy, I really like her. Yeah. I got to tell her about how the Mexicans are getting away with everything.
You know, white men have it rough. Let's talk about that.
Listen,
for
honey,
a while.
Let me tell you something. Wow. So that's a popular one among the men. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You wouldn't expect it. One more
you
quick tip.
Have. Yes.
This is big.
This is good
in
to
my
know.
Opinion. I had a guy, a regular guy, he was meeting a girl up there, and he didn't know whether it was a date or whether it wasn't a date.
Oh, that's very tough.
Yeah, it's difficult. And
he
so
confided
he was like,
in you in this before she arrived?
We have a confidant-like relationship with each other. And he was like, hey, man, listen, I need you to do something. I'm like, all right, what do you want? What do you need? He's like, yo, so this girl's meeting me up here, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like...
Did he say yo?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a raspy guy.
Okay.
He's like, hey.
Yo, this girl's meeting me up here.
Yeah.
This is what I need you to do.
He's like, can you do me a favor? And when she gets here, ask if she wants to do separate checks. And I was like, okay. Which you think is kind of a smooth move, because then if she's like, oh, no, like, whatever, it's cool. But then, so I did it.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure this is a good idea. Before you even ordered anything or paid, the first sentence you said to this person is, are you going to need separate checks this evening?
Because here's what should happen. The guy immediately needs to say, no.
Yeah,
one
he doesn't,
check.
Yeah, he doesn't
That's
even get the credit.
That's what I would think. Like,
yeah.
Right away I would say, no, one check is fine.
Right, but he's trying to play it smooth in the
right,
sense.
He wants to know if she's going to be like, one check means we're here on a date,
right.
And two checks means, I want to have a buffer.
Right. So, and like, I get it in theory. I understand what he's going for.
Sure.
But what happened in practice was I went up there and I like tried to be just as smooth as I could. I was like, oh, hi, like, nice to meet you. I know you know this guy. I know this guy. Do you want separate checks or do you just want it to, you know,
did you get all nervous like you're doing right now?
I did a bad job of it.
Yeah. He must have been ready to kill you.
He was, I don't think he was pumped about my delivery of his line. But so the girl sat there for like a good 3 or 4 seconds of dead air and she was like,
looking at you or
separate
looking at
checks
them?
Is fine.
Aww.
It was bad. But then they ended up coming back later in the night and I think they went home together. So
it all worked out for him in the end.
It worked out, but let me just say, I don't think it's a good move if it's
me
editorializing.
Not with Joe delivering the line, I would say.
Yeah,
because
you
he sort of stammered like 6 times, like, I don't know, I was told to ask you this, but that...
This has been an interesting tip segment.
It
for
has.
Sure, yeah.
Don't ask your bartender to ask the girl if you should have separate checks. Don't be racist.
Right.
Avoid
which
racism.
Generally is kind of a golden rule in life. I don't want to just limit that to the dating scene.
Right.
I think everybody should try to just do away with the racism. But, you know, especially when you're dating, especially when you first meet somebody.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a good first impression, really, to make.
Is there a thing you've seen that really works? Now, I know you said be casual, be yourself, whatever, which is okay. That's tough to do. But because I need that. What do I say for? So there's a pretty girl across the bar I've been looking at all night, and it seems like she's looked at me, but has she? I don't really know. That's tough to say. We just don't know. But if I don't go say something, I have no idea, right?
Right.
So I got to go up and I got to say something.
Yeah.
That's really tough, Joe.
It's
really
hard.
Tough.
Well, can you be too smooth as well? Can you be too chill in moments if you're trying to not be nervous?
Here's what I've
can
seen.
You walk up and just
let
be
me
like,
tell you something.
Sup?
My buddy Jim, my business partner, before he was married, we were out on a trip in San Diego or something. And we were at a bar and we're hanging out and there were some girls with a guy. And the guy actually turns to my buddy and says, this girl I'm with really likes you. And she was a knockout. I mean, he was looking at her and he was stunned and cool with it and great. And so he's like waiting and waiting. He doesn't end up saying anything to her. Like an hour and a half later, they leave. And I will tease him about this for the rest of his life because she was a knockout and he just didn't say anything. He kept thinking there'll be an opportunity, there'll be a chance to try to figure this out. But it's like, all right, he thought that, you know, there would be more said to him. I'm like, they already told you she likes you. They don't have to do anything else. Now it's up to you to figure out how to get this moving. So while it's hard to go up and say something, there's also a point where if you don't say something, that's also going to get annoying if somebody is sort of making eyes with you or would like you to engage, right?
Right, yeah. And I mean, it's interesting that you say that because, like, I feel like the third party coming in and letting you know something is like it feels very high school, but also at the same time, it's like there's really no better way to break the ice. So, okay, so use your bartender. Like, if you've got a girl sitting at the other end of the bar and your bartender's coming around, and it's like, hey, how's your Valentine's Day? What's going on? And you're like, it's okay. I think that girl's really, really cute. Like, she's over there and she's doing her thing over there. The bartender can like work with and around you.
Bartender can be your wingman.
The bartender can wingman for you, not as poorly as I did with my
hopefully
buddy.
Not. Hopefully you don't go to the girl really stammering and make her think serial killer is trying to help out this other serial killer.
By the way, is this also a universal bartender thing? Do you guys have a code for this? Because some bartenders I've had, I don't think they would have wingmanned for someone.
It probably depends on how busy they are and things like that too, right?
It depends on how busy they are. It depends on what kind of vibe you're giving off. It depends on what kind of vibe the other people are giving off. Vibe reading is a big part of the job, I would say, in general.
I would imagine. Now, if I'm the guy at the one end and the pretty girl at the other end, and you said to me, hey, what's going on? Well, I'm like, well, I'm making eyes with that girl, and she's really cute, but she's way over there. I don't know what to do. What would your advice be? Like, well, let me find out what they're doing tonight, da-da-da, and I'll report back to you. Or do we ever say, okay, go ahead and buy them a drink? Is that ever, or is that just, oh God, that's the cheesiest move. Don't start doing that.
Yeah, I think you can buy people drinks still these days. I think you gotta be chill about it, man.
Yeah.
it's
hard to, how do you also not make that look bad? Because you give the drink and then you're like, hey, Joe down there bought you that drink. And then what is, you're sitting there, hey.
Well,
you really
have to not be racist is something that he's definitely told us tonight.
Right.
We've learned that
far. Yes.
Right.
Sure. If you're racist and you're buying people drinks, then you might as well just save your money because like.
Yeah. Because like you give them the drink and then they wave and then you give them a heil or something.
Right.
That's weird.
And they're like, hold up.
Yeah.
This is not
what
I signed up for.
That dude just heil me? Is that what happened there? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's bad. I think you could buy people drinks.
On the other hand, if you're a Heil person,
right?
Good thing to get it out right there. So the girl's like, thank God I knew.
Yeah, really.
Didn't bother going out with him.
Being very
fair. Crossed him off my list.
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
Why make up a whole fake personality if you're going to be a Heil person and like that's what you're going to
be
doing?
4 weeks later, you're showing up in the outfit and the boots and the whole thing. And she's like, whoa.
They're going to figure it out.
That's the dude I met at the Fat Cat.
Yep. They're going to figure it out eventually.
Yeah, that'll get weird.
Might as well come out the gate.
All right, but real quick, we have to take a break.
Yeah,
so you buy them the drink. What happens then? I mean, you go to the girl, you give her the drink, you say to her, right?
This
gentleman down at the end of the bar wanted to buy you a drink. He thinks you're really cute, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks down, and then what do you recommend? He just sort of shyly gives a wave?
Yeah, no, Matt's making a really good point. I think what we're trying to ask you is how often do you see someone buy a drink and then nothing else happens? How often does someone send a drink over and then that's it?
Or is that at least when you hand her the drink, does she give you the signal that you can report back like, that wasn't taken well, or you're going to want to move on?
Yes, you pick up on that pretty naturally, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see their face. And sometimes they're like, oh, thank you, nice, a drink, that's cool. Oh, hey, a nice-looking gentleman. And other times they're like, whoa, I am in for it tonight. Like, this is going to be a night for me. And you try your best to avoid those situations as the bartender.
Yeah.
Also, nothing wrong with, like, leaving the casual note. You know, like
really?
Yeah, I actually. So my girlfriend, she left a note.
Did you pick him up in a bar?
I met him at Fat Cat, actually.
You hit on him while he was bartending.
You left him a note. Have her come over to a microphone.
Do you want to come over to the mic?
Yeah, you have to run over to a microphone real quick if you're going
to
tell the story.
Come over to this microphone right here. She gave a note to her bartender, and now they're a couple.
Right there. Yeah.
This is amazing.
I wasn't tending bar at the time.
Okay, got it.
I was waiting tables.
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
Get into that mic.
So I met him at Fat Cat, and I live in that area, so I'd been going there for like months. And oh, sorry.
Yep, can't do
and
that.
And I wrote my number on a napkin, and I was like, hey, this is Meg. Like, call me. Like, let's hang out. And then a couple days later, he texts me. So it.
How often? No. Close your ears. Earmuff it.
Yeah.
How often does that happen? Where you've gotten the note. Because you can't pretend, oh, that's only happened with you, honey. Nobody else has ever hit on me here.
I've gotten the note before.
Probably many times, right?
A double-digit times.
Which is a guy is totally cool. And you're like, sweet, whether you want to go out with her or
totally.
Not, it makes you feel great.
Yeah.
Now, I have a buddy who's always like, I will never hit on a bartender. I will never hit on a waitress. Because it's just creepy for guys to do it. Do any of the bartenderesses or waitresses there... Are they ever like, yeah, this guy gave me his number and I'm going to call him or I gave him my number? Or are they always like, you know what, I'm working. Let's not even start that.
Yeah, it does happen occasionally. I think dudes end up calling girls more than girls end up calling dudes.
Sure.
Also because girls are getting like a barrage of numbers generally as
a rule. I would imagine.
Yeah. Which like makes me sad because, I mean, like it's cool that they get numbers, but I'm not sure that they want all the numbers necessarily. But you're right. I mean, it's a totally different situation. Like, for me, it's like, oh, cool, like, a number. That's cool. I probably won't do anything about this.
You know, he's bringing up an intriguing second question, which I'm not sure he wants to answer. Is this the first person you've called?
No.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Oh, it's so not.
Craig.
We can take a break.
Please. Please.
Okay.
Now, we've got to let them go. However, so I'm going to end this with this.
Not offended.
Now when you get the numbers, what do you do?
Now when I get the numbers.
You just stack them away. And think, well, we'll see how this goes.
You're like,
I'll save that.
Oh,
write a little note. This, you know, so you remember them. So like 3 months from now, if you know.
We get in a fight, they're in a drawer.
Yeah, totally.
I'm compiling them in a
scrapbook.
She's
so going
her.
Home and searching through your apartment.
Dresser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm compiling
them. Don't hide
them
in the dresser. You never hide them
no,
in the dresser.
No, never in
they're
the
probably
dresser.
Probably like in a shoe. Look in the closet. The shoes
throw
he
the
never wears.
With the numbers on
probably
them.
All in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like he's got a computer somewhere where he's got like a notepad, something that it's all like typed out in. You totally would have to keep them. How would you not?
You kind of got to keep some of them.
I mean,
at
when
least.
You get them, do you right away say, oh, I'm sorry, I got a girlfriend? Or just, hey, thanks. Because you don't want to then not get the tips or
you
not
can't be
have
rude.
Them.
You got
to
make those tips.
It's very rare to.
Honey,
me.
I had to take her home. I had to make the tips. I mean, you'll accept that, right?
He's got to make the money.
Yeah.
She's got a really good opinion about this, actually.
Oh,
you're fine,
once
yeah.
they walk out of here, she's beating the snot
no,
out.
Okay, good.
No.
Good.
All right. Well, it was great meeting you guys. Good advice. Joe, we'll have you back again. Joe Bertolini. You can find him this weekend. Are you working Sunday?
I'm working Sunday morning.
Sunday
Saturday
morning.
On Saturday night, too, we're having a bourbon barrel-aged beer tasting. It's for lovers, friends, anybody that you want. It's our little Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Lovers, friends, anyone you want. Okay, excellent. That'll be at the Fat Cat. It's in Uptown, 4840 North Broadway. You can also go to their Walking Dead viewing party on Sunday night. Guys, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, man.